Some apparent good news from Iraq, and the president was quick to jump on it yesterday.
Iraqi and Kurdish forces took a major step forward by recapturing the largest dam in Iraq near the city of Mosul.
Forces of the Islamic State had been in control of that Mosul dam complex for a week, putting a stranglehold on Baghdad and wide areas of central and southern Iraq.
If that dam was breached, it could have proven catastrophic, with floods that would have threatened the lives of thousands of civilians and endanger our embassy compound in Baghdad.
A crisis averted, but it is an unlikely coalition that is fighting ISIS with U.S. assistance around that dam. Iraqi forces recently fighting against the Kurdish Peshmerga army are suddenly on the same side. And there's a third ally, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, a group that has been officially designated a terrorist group by the U.S. government, principally because of their bloody campaign against NATO ally Turkey. The PKK joining this coalition truly makes the current conflict regional, with possible implications for Turkey, Syria, and Iran. Aliza Marcus, author of Blood and Belief, the PKK and the Kurdish Fight for Independence, joins me now. Aliza, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
So this is a historic moment, this coalition of Kurdish forces coming together, and it's got to worry some nations that traditionally haven't wanted to see a united Kurdistan armed forces.
That's true. This is really amazing because for the longest time, the PKK, the Turkish Kurdish force, has not only been fighting Turkey, but it's also been in intermittent conflict with the Iraqi Kurds. What we see now is that when Kurdistan itself is threatened, and there's no question that the fight by these Islamic fighters threatens Kurdistan itself, Kurds come together to defend what they see as their land.
And will that mean that when the smoke clears here, that this coalition will stay together and that a unified Kurdistan will have a chance to become a nation on its own?
Actually, I think the chances of a unified Kurdistan and the coalition staying strong are somewhat low. I don't think that the Kurds see themselves as wanting to or being able to govern together, but they certainly see that they want to support each other's attempts to set up self-rule and to be able to live in this area peacefully.
How will Iraqi Kurds respond to attempts by the PKK to attack Turkish forces in eastern Turkey, where Kurds have traditionally demanded territory?
Well, right now you have to remember that the PKK has a tentative ceasefire with Turkey, and it's been that way for about a year and a half. And Turkey keeps saying that it's planning some sort of broader peace negotiations. So hopefully the PKK won't be returning to fighting against Turkey. And I think that's an important signal, not just for the Iraqi Kurds who have almost grudgingly welcomed the PKK, but for the United States, who's looking at the situation on the ground and trying to figure out how to be most successful in the fight against these Islamic forces.
What would you make of the tactics of the Peshmerga and the PKK in dealing with ISIS? Would they be able to fight on their own, or is it just because U.S. air cover is assisting them that they're able to make these advances and successfully remove the ISIS forces from the Mosul Dam?
U.S. air cover and support is obviously critical to this. The Kurds don't have their own air force. Neither the PKK nor the Iraqi Kurds are really equipped militarily to fight against a group that has captured highly advanced U.S. weapons over the past few months, if not over the past year. So U.S. support has been critical, and I think that that's something that needs to continue if we're going to see the Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga and the PKK forces continue their advances against ISIS.
We're talking with Aliza Marcus, author of Blood and Belief, the PKK and the Kurdish Fight for Independence. In your view, does the White House have its act together regarding the various factions here in Kurdistan? There are huge business interests in Erbil that the U.S. is inclined to ally itself with and protect, but the designation of the PKK as a terrorist organization suggests that the U.S. policy is at odds.
I think the White House has been really slow to develop what I would call a Kurdistan policy. So right now the U.S. is sort of operating as if it were 10 years ago, back when the PKK was fighting Turkey, back when Turkey was really our defense against, or even 20 years ago, a defense against the Soviet Union. Right now Turkey, as I said before, has a tentative ceasefire with the PKK. Turkey has talked with with Kurdish fighters allied with the PKK in Syria. Turkey keeps saying that it's going to start some sort of formal negotiations with the PKK. So I think the U.S. really isn't thinking logically about the situation. I'm not saying the U.S. needs to take the PKK off the foreign terrorist list tomorrow, but they need to think on the ground, what is the PKK doing? What is it providing? And the fact that it's allied with the Iraqi Kurds right now is a really strong signal that the PKK can't be ignored.
Finally, do you think the Kurdish success against ISIS in Iraq suggests that there might be some success of Kurdish forces in dealing with the chaos in Syria?
Definitely. Kurdish forces in Syria have already shown that they're able to hold off ISIS, but it's been very difficult for them, and they've lost a lot of fighters. The U.S., again, there has refused to deal directly with the Syrian Kurdish group called the PYD. Their argument is the PYD is allied with the PKK. But again, we come to this sort of the circle where Turkey has spoken with the PYD. They've invited the PYD leader to Turkey twice last year. So why is the U.S. ignoring the PYD in Syria? It's very hard to understand that logic when the PYD has been fighting ISIS and has been able to hold territory against them.
You have contacts and friends in the Kurdish community, both in the war zone and around the world. What are people saying to you? Is there an excitement about this moment? Is there fear about what may happen in the next few weeks?
There's both excitement and fear, I would say. They're very excited to see that for the first time, really, Kurdish forces are coming together and they're taking a national stand and they're working together to protect their land. At the same time, they're very worried that if ISIS is successful, Kurds will be massacred, like we saw what's been happening with the Yazidis. And at the same time, they're simply worried that that the PKK will be abandoned at some point. And I think they're concerned, but they are looking towards more support, and they feel that it's necessary if they're going to put up a credible stand against ISIS.
Aliza Marcus is author of Blood and Belief, the PKK and the Kurdish Fight for Independence. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.